Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
If you could ask me one question that, when answered, could launch you into a new level of clarity, a new level of confidence to make your bodybuilding and training goals come true, what would that question be? Think about that right now, because the more clear you can get on what it is you want, the better questions you can ask, the more information, the more inspiration through a variety of different sources will become available to you. And it may seem like magic. It's not. It's just that when you get clear on what you want and you ask the right questions, you ask good questions, all that information that was always available to you will come to you. All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you've been going through in the gym or with your eating habits that can launch you into a new level of physical and mental growth. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. Where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts, and what is that next level for you as you strive to create the body that you really want? No matter how well you're doing, no matter where you are on your bodybuilding and training journey, there is a next level for you. And it's up to you to define where you are right now, to assess, to analyze, and to plan out where you want to go. Knowing exactly where you want to go, knowing exactly where you are now, is how you make the most improvements most effectively, efficiently, and in the shortest period of time. So getting what you want, finding out the right combination of training, nutrition, nutritional supplementation, and mental strategies is going to be much easier when you know exactly what it is you want. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is brought to you by AST Sports Science. Sports nutrition products, you can visit the website at www.ast-ss.com. Visit the website, look at all the great nutritional supplementation products from AST Sports Science. Also, look at all the information, all the questions that you may have answered, articles. It's dense with information. Sign up for the Max OT training program, Maximum Overload Training. It's a muscle-building program that helps you build muscle in the shortest period of time with the most effective training methods. You can build in that shortest period of time, get in and out of the gym in 45 minutes, 5 days a week at the most. Instead of these two-hour workouts, doing all these sets and reps and complicated systems, Max OT training, go to the AST website, www.ast.com. Click on the Max OT training logo. And you can get free access on the site by getting a password mailed to you. So visit the AST Sports Science Sports Nutrition website. This Bodybuilding and Training Talk radio show is also brought to you by Bodybuilding.com, health and fitness and nutrition products and supplementation. And there is so much information on that site also to help you stay healthy and fit no matter where you are on the bodybuilding and training journey. So visit the Bodybuilding.com website at www.bodybuilding.com. And the show is brought to you by Powerade Zero. Powerade Zero is a great tasting sports drink with electrolytes and B vitamins, zero calories. Powerade Zero replaces all the lost fluids and replaces them without replacing the calories you've just burned up while working out. It comes in three great tasting flavors, and it's available at your local grocery store. Finally, a zero-calorie sports drink, Powerade Zero, zero calories, zero limits. And the show is brought to you by The Manformation Show. I do that talk radio show, too. It's on Tuesday nights. You can go to the www.manformation.com website, www.manformation, manformation.com website. Sign up for the weekly e-newsletter. Visit the Manformation message board. What's the Manformation all about? It teaches you alpha leadership qualities to help transform you into the man you really want to be. You want to be influential. You want to be persuasive and charismatic. These will give you the strategies, a specific strategy to help you progress more in your own personal development as a man. So visit the Manformation website at www.manformation.com. All right, let's get back to bodybuilding and training. Now, this show is going to be a little bit unique. If you sign up for my weekly e-newsletters and updates by visiting the skiplacour.com website, www.skiplacour.com, you may have received a newsletter that I am looking for volunteers, people who want to take me up on my knowledge and experience. And instead of listening to this talk radio show, what I do is take them for this entire hour, and I take them through a one-on-one personal phone consultation. All right, you may have heard me talk about these phone consultations. You may have heard me take callers to this radio show, whether you're listening to it live right now or in a podcasted version on iTunes podcast, however you're listening to this show. You may have heard me take some callers partially through the process. So now what I've done is I've taken applicants and I've kind of reviewed their history, picked out people that I think that we can all relate to so we can all learn from this phone call. And so our first caller is from Mike from Vermont. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Mike, how are you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
I am awesome. I am awesome. Hey, thank you for being our first applicant, our first volunteer for the live phone consultation process here on the radio. You just have the whole world listening to you right now. I hope that doesn't make you feel nervous.
A little bit, but that's all right.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. It's just you and me one-on-one. This is a great opportunity for you getting this type of coaching, and it's a great opportunity for everyone out there listening because they can hear how myself, a six-time national champion, someone who's written tons of articles, has connected with literally thousands of bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts all over the world, helping them work through their challenge. They can hear the process that I take them through. So while I'm talking about your situation and asking you questions and making you think, they can do the same. So this is a great opportunity for both you and for the people out there listening. And to tell you about this phone consultation process, I talked about how I do all this. It started off as something that I was just so passionate about, helping other people reach their goals, sharing my knowledge. It started becoming very time-consuming, and so I had to put a price tag on it because, you know, my time is valuable, too, in addition to, you know, my bodybuilding training, my businesses. I also, you know, want my time, so I put a price on the value. Well, I would have so many people wanting phone consultations, I kept on raising the price over the years. Pretty soon, with all the different time zones, all the scheduling that's involved, all the momentum that was broken with phone consultations throughout the day, what I really did, Mike, is I really started pricing it so really I could do a lot fewer phone consultations throughout my week and day. And I would price it so high so only the most committed people would actually take me up on it. So I wasn't wasting anyone's time. I got the most committed people, and it was the most beneficial for me as far as with my time and also financially. So I charged $300 for an hour for a phone consultation. And, you know, I do a lot of people on a monthly program, so it's like half the price. I make them commit to 12 months, a package, so we can take them through the whole process. So this is a great value for you for your time, so make sure that you really dig in and take advantage of it. One thing I always say, whether it's in the gym, whether it's at business, whether it's the start of your day, is to ask what it is you want. So think about that just for a few seconds while I kind of talk about a few more things, Mike. What has to happen? What has to happen that at the end of this phone consultation, you knew you had an outstanding session that is of great value to you? Not me just telling you what I think you should know, pointing you in the direction I think you should go. Not what I think. Wow, Skip, you did a great phone consultation. It doesn't matter what I think. It matters what you think. So at the beginning of this, just like any other things in life, what has to happen? How do you have to feel? What knowledge do you think you have to gain? What needs to be more clear up in your mind to make this an outstanding, valuable phone consultation? All right? So think about that for a couple of seconds. I'm going to tell people about my website. If you want to know about exactly the things that I do on the internet for bodybuilding training, go to my website at www.skiplacour.com. You can read up a little bit on my history for those of you who are just listening to the show for the first time, who may have not followed me through my bodybuilding career. A lot of people, boy, I tell you, the viral effect of the internet is such, and with Apple iTunes, is I get so many new emails from so many new listeners who may train at home, may have never opened a muscle magazine, who have run into this bodybuilding and training show and have found it so inspiring, so helpful to them, and I appreciate that. So go to my website at www.skiplacour.com. There's a lot of great free information on there. I'm always having specials as far as information. Sign up for my free weekly e-newsletter where I give out free tips sent right to your email box. Check out my books, my e-books. I've written 10 books. I've produced 7 DVDs with all the different levels of bodybuilding training explained in great detail. I even bundle those up and package those up for you, all my books, all my DVDs for one special price. So if you are very committed to creating the body that you really want, visit the Skip LaCour website and check out all the great information and inspiration I have available for you. If you are interested in phone consultations, you can email me at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. We can set up a package just for you. And for future talk radio show episodes, if you want to be like Mike from Vermont and maybe get a free phone consultation here on the show, send me an email, tell me about your situation, and you could be lucky enough to have your phone consultation done for free on this radio show. So let's get back to Mike. Mike's from Vermont. Mike is 37 years old. He's 5'6", 175 pounds. Now, that's not important to me, and I'll tell you why as far as the physique development, the muscle building, the fat loss process. Although measurements and things like that are very personal and important to a lot of you out there listening, and so, but for me, the body is a work of art. It doesn't matter if you're 3 feet tall or 7 feet tall. It's all about becoming the best you. And weight to me really means nothing in proportion because of the different body composition, your joints. Someone can be very, very impressive at 5'6", you know, 155 pounds because they did all their work. They sculpted that statue, their body, and they look magnificent. They even may look bigger than someone who's 5'6", 180 pounds. So remember that, Mike, and remember that, everyone out there listening. You're a piece of art, and it's you sculpting that statue, so to speak. Now, Mike has been training for 10 years. I asked him that, and he kind of hesitated a little because it's been on and off, and I definitely know that scenario. That's very common, Mike. A lot of people have been training on and off. I do need to ask you this question. How long have you been focused and dedicated, meaning that if you had a 4-day-a-week or a 5-day-a-week training program, that you showed up every single day for 4 or 5 days, that you're conscious of eating to augment that training in the muscle-building process? How long have you been really, you know, pretty dedicated towards this?
Basically the past year.
Okay, good. So about a year, okay.
Yep.
And now in those 10 years, did you take, like, long layoffs, like you didn't train for a year and things like that?
Yep.
Okay, all right. So that, you know, Mike, that's no big deal because it's all about from this point forward. and it's using, you know, your year of dedication, and, you know, creating standards that you can even build upon that. It doesn't matter what you did in the past, it's what you do from this point forward. So it's no big deal, but when someone tells me they've been training for 10 years, I always need to ask that question, because obviously if all 10 years of training were like this past year, you would have had a whole different level of understanding. Your body development would be at a lot different stage, and it would just be, I would be talking to a lot different bodybuilder who's tried a lot different things. So it's just important for me as your coach, as your friend, as someone who's guiding to the next level, that I make all those details clear. And it's important when I deal with a lot of people through other phone consultations or email, that they get honest with themselves. How long have you really been training? Because I can't answer your questions properly. I can't gauge your level of knowledge and expertise or lack thereof until I get a real sense of how long you've been in the trenches focusing. Does that make sense, Mike?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Now, you're 37 years old. And I want to address that right away, because I read your letter, did a lot of research, did a lot of thinking about what you said. So two things. One, you said you're 37 and you're not, your fear is that you want to accomplish your goals. So I want to talk about three things. Okay, let's talk about that fear of accomplishing your goals. Okay, being a 37-year-old man, I know that that probably is starting to, you're starting to think about that in all areas of your life. You know, you're no longer a kid anymore. You're no longer 21 years old, thinking that, oh, well, I'm slacking off, I'm not doing this in my life, I'm not concentrating on my business, I'm not meeting my financial goals, I'm not building the body I want. But heck, I'm only 21. There's going to be plenty of time to get serious over that. I don't know, was it that way for you,
yeah.
Mike, when you were 21?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
And think about this, all of you out there who are 21 years old right now with that attitude. Let me just tell you something, is that's not how it works. Before you know, you're going to be 23 and 25 and 27 and 32 and 35 and 37, 40 years old, and that mentality is going to stick with you. You need to create that sense of urgency, create a sense of deadline. You need to just really find out what it is you want, really figure that out, and you really need to start developing disciplines. That's just tasks that you'll do every single day, come hell or high water, rain or shine, that you'll do. And then over time, you build those disciplines, whether it's in the gym or business or whatever, and then that's how you eventually get to the next level, and then the level after that, and the level after that. So at 37 years old, you know, you're thinking about, you know, will I ever have that body that I said I was going to set out to do? So that's a common belief, and the first thing I just want to tell you, Mike, is I didn't even start training in a gym until I was 27 years old, all right? So, you know, I was on and off. I was one of those guys who said, well, how long have you been training? Well, before 27, I might have said, I don't know, maybe a couple of years or whatever. But really, I signed up for a gym maybe a couple times, paid all the fees, maybe worked out there for, you know, 3 weeks, and I quit. Until I moved to a new area, didn't have anything to do, and then I started focusing at the age of 27. Well, there was no more on and off. There was no more kind of training anymore from that point on. Okay, so... and another thing, just, and again, as your coach, this is all mental. This is so much more mental than it is specific strategies where it's with the eating and training. Do I think I know the most effective training and eating habits to help you build muscle and lose body fat in the shortest period of time? I do. I do in my 18 years of focused training and commitment to this and commitment to helping bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts all over the world. I've tried a lot of different things. It was my life. It was my identity. It was my career. And I didn't just try one thing and then just lock onto that and say, well, this is the best way to go. It went through a lot of pressure, a lot of deadlines, a lot of contests trying to win national championships and repeat as national championship, making it my career. So while you were out doing what you do for a living, what do you do for a living, by the way, Mike?
I actually install swimming pools and hot tubs.
Okay. So while you're concentrating on your business and doing things, are you married? Do you have a family, Mike?
Yes. I'm married and I have two kids,
okay.
A daughter that's 15 and my son's going to be 18 in January.
Okay. And those are important questions as getting the whole picture of who you are, Mike, and for those of you who are out there, because let's face it, if you're a 30-year-old single guy who really wants to take his business or his bodybuilding to the next level, he's going to have a different mindset, and he can focus a lot more. I'm not saying he has the opportunity to. I'm not saying he will take advantage of it. And with Mike at 37, with a wife and two kids and a job and a career, you know, he's going to have to be a lot smarter in his approach, what time he trains, how he goes about eating all his meals. He's going to have to be more disciplined because he's asked for more things in life. The more things in life that you ask for, the more stress you willingly take on, like these bodybuilding and training goals, your work goals, your family, you know, you can't just show up. You got to be an active participant. You got to be a father and a husband in your family. It all takes up time, and those are all important factors as we help you take yourself to the next level. So all things to consider. So, now let's see, you train at home, and you talked about that you live in a small town in Vermont, so a commercial gym is really just too far away. Is that it? Is it too far away?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
And when you say too far away, that's all relative, okay. So how far is too far away?
It's 30 miles.
Okay.
One way.
All right. That is a ways. Okay. You know, in the city, there's a gym, seems like, on every street corner. So it's
right.
A lot more easy to work that into your day, especially with all the responsibilities you have. So you have a home gym, I believe. So what kind of setup do you have there? Is it adequate weight? Do you have a variety of things there? Or how do you go about your working out?
I actually have a real big variety of weights. I mean, I have dumbbells that go from, you know, 5 pounds up to 120 pounds a piece.
Okay.
I have plenty of free weights. I don't have a leg extension machine. I don't have a leg curl machine. But I do have a lat pull down machine, a low pulley row. I have a power cage.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I have.
Well,
we
can get by. Don't think that, you know, weight. And I try to make it scientific and outline those who are the most enthusiastic about their training. They want to get to the science of training. At the same time, there's a point where you can get too scientific about your training and you forego that it's really all about getting some heavy weight, stimulating the muscle, breaking it down, letting it recover before you break it down, and eating a lot of good food in between. We can make it as simple as you want. We can make it as complex as you want, depending on who you are and how you process this information. That's how I will coach you. All right. So I just want to let you know, working from a home gym, not having leg curls or leg extension, you can still build a great, great, great physique. Okay. Fred Flintstone. Remember the cartoon of the caveman, right?
Yeah.
I think there were some episodes where all he had was a big old log and he tied some boulders to each side, and that's how he worked out. All right. Hey, it's all about weight. It's all about overloading the muscle, stimulating it for growth. And so whether you have a log and two boulders, whether you have your home gym with a great setup like you have, or you work in a commercial fancy-schmancy gym, or you work in a dungeon type of gym like the old school gym that you saw Arnold train in, it doesn't matter. As long as you're focused, you're committed, and you pick the right exercises to stimulate all those muscles. So, number one, do you feel disempowered by working from a home gym? Do you sit here and sometimes and say, man, if I only had, could go to a gym, my body could be so much better?
Sometimes I do, yeah, on certain training days. Sometimes I feel like, because for my legs, I'm only doing squats, I'm doing stiff-legged, you know, deadlifts, I'm doing lunges, and of course I have stuff for doing my calves too. I do seated calf raises, standing calf raises, and I also have a leg press. So.
Okay. You got plenty of exercise to build some great legs. That's number one. And if you look through the Max OT training program, you'll see that things, leg extensions are definitely out, and leg curls are even limited. So, you know, if you read up, if you visit the AST Sports Science website, I know you've been doing Max OT for this last year or so. You'll see that they don't, leg curls, leg extensions aren't a big part of that. So you have everything you need to build a great set of legs. And then the reason why I just want to break down part of what I do as a coach, as a motivator, as your friend, is a lot of times people have a disempowering mindset that where they're really winning the game. It's just that they don't think they're winning the game. All right, and it's my job to change their point of reference, okay? So a couple things that I've already done is I talked about that fear, that anxiety you might have, that you can't build the physique you want, maybe time's running out, that you are indeed young. I won my sixth national championship at age 41, drug-free national championship Team Universe New York City at the age of 41. And I don't think you need to necessarily, your goals are necessarily that high, but it just goes to show you that you can continue building muscle from this point forward. So that fear I want to relieve out of your mind. I want to get rid of the anxiety that maybe you're too old. I think I read in between the lines that that may have been some of your thinking. I also want to break down the idea, the disempowering mindset of it might be there, that you can't build a great physique because you're working out in a home gym. All right. So those are some things that we'll just start off. And again, you see, that's my job as a coach and a friend is you're sitting in this little town of Vermont, as you put it. You need some mentorship. You took initiative to email me for a free coaching session. So hopefully those ideas are squashed and then we'll go on to your goals. So you talk about you have this fear that you won't reach your goals. Why don't you let me, one of that, we get really specific. That's how I start every show, talking about getting really specific about what it is you want. So tell me, what are those goals? What do you need to do? What do you need to do to reach your goals, and what are they?
Basically, I guess my goals are, I want to try to, my main goal is to try to put on as much size as I can. I know I'm 37 years old, and I'm starting to train.
Don't even say that anymore.
Okay. I'm training harder than...
No. I'm just saying, don't even say, I know I'm 37 years old, because I don't care if you're 21 years old and you have a skinny body or 37 years old and you're naturally a little muscular. Everybody has their challenges. People would say, well, Skip, you have great genetics. No, not necessarily. I still have my lagging body parts. I still have to create illusion. There are people who are better than me that I have to get more lean and things like that. Everyone has their challenges, whether it's me, whether it's you at 37, whether it's a 21-year-old skinny kid. All we have is our own bodies, and all we have is the time going forward, all right? We have to make the best out of whatever circumstances we have. I was very careful not to call them challenges because it's not. I mean, you know who has the challenge, Mike? The guy who got paralyzed in a car accident, and he's laid up in a bed. He's a guy with challenges. You being 37 years old, it's not even a challenge, okay? There's nothing you can do about it anyway. You can just be the best gosh darn 38-year-old in the entire planet. If you were you had the best, most symmetrical, muscle, lean physique of any other 38-year-old, 37-year-old, let's give you a year to build that, in the great state of Vermont, would you be happy?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so let's just take that out. Let's not even creep it up. And I'm hitting that hard because, trust me on this one, there's a lot of method behind my madness, so to speak, and how I coach. It's from a lot of experience, not only through my journey, but through helping out so many people. They pick out certain circumstances, and they just eat away at the back of their head and really disempowering them. When it's time to not eat the pizza or go to the gym, those things are creeping up, and they stack one about, oh, I've got skinny legs, or I don't have a leg extension machine, or I'm 37 years old, or whatever it might be, those things stack up on you. It's easy to overlook those when your training is going great, when you walk past the mirror thinking you're just the biggest gun around. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen all the time. There's a lot of times where you're not feeling good about yourself, and you got to really dig in and feel the most empowered, even though you don't feel good, and there's a whole lot of time in between. So it's all these things are really important. That mindset is really important. What do you look like in 6 months at 37 and a half, or a year from now at 38 and a half? Durability, mental durability will get there, meaning that no matter if you think it's a good day, bad day, or somewhere in between, you keep on doing those things. You keep on doing what I call your daily disciplines. You show up to the gym. You push yourself for more. You challenge yourself. You finish every workout. You eat all those meals. It's your mental durability that will help you show up day after day after day, whether it's a scale from 1 to 10, a 10 workout, or only a 6 workout, or sometimes a 4 workout. Whether it's a 4, a 6, or a 10, it's doing it for 6 months. It's doing it for a year. It's doing it for a year and a half. And that's when you become, you have the best 38-year-old body in the great state of Vermont. It's not making sure everything is perfect all the time. All right, so durability. Durability, longevity, consistency are the most important things. And it's going to be really tough if you have all these disempowering things about who you are, where you've been, being behind the eight ball, so to speak, being disadvantaged, and we do that to ourselves. We are all more powerful, whether that's in life, in relationships, in business. We are all more powerful than we give ourselves credit for. And what happens is we start collecting all these challenges as we see it in our life, all these things that we wish to be better, and in the back of our mind, we're stacking one after another. I'm 37. I work from home. I don't have a leg squat machine. I can't do it with the family that I have and all my responsibilities. Okay? They eat from the back of your head. So it's important as your coach to help you identify that mindset so you can start eliminating and also do my best to help turn those things around. So getting back to your goals, the main goal is to build as much muscle as possible. Now, again, I'm not a big believer in numbers on the scale because I know you weigh 175 pounds, Mike, but I can tell you we get you training and eating right, that body composition could change. You could lose 5 pounds. You could be 175 pounds but look like a beast who looks 20 pounds bigger. Happens all the time. I mean, when I'm dieting for a show and I, you know, look relatively lean in the off season, you know, I lose my first 10 pounds. People think I gained 20 pounds because of the illusion that it creates. That being said, when you want to build as much muscle as humanly possible, okay, what would that be? Would be happy at 185, 200 pounds? What is it for you?
I'm probably about 15 pounds overweight right now. So
okay. So you want it, so you know the body composition has to change. So if you train hard and heavy in the gym, you start eating a little better, you're going to look a lot better with those 15 pounds of extra body fat that you have. So probably for you, getting more consistent with your eating and training, learning the muscle building process, but really you want to lose weight, you want to lose body fat and look better, right? So eating 15 pounds of fat is probably a better goal for you right now, okay? So we're definitely for you, don't even worry about the scale, all right? I don't want to even get on that scale anymore because it doesn't matter. What I want to do is create for you is a list of daily disciplines to help you reach your goal, and I want to make sure, like for example, you get up at this time, you go to the gym at this time, you never miss a meal, you never miss a workout, you drink a gallon of water a day. Whatever it is I set up for you, just say there's 7 things. What I'd want you to do is make sure you is to work to go to 7 for 7 every single day with what we line out for you, rather than getting on the scale, I'm only 176, I'm only 178. Because if you do everything that I tell you every single day, what you weigh on the scale is what you should weigh on the scale, meaning that you're making the composition better. You're losing body fat, you're maintaining muscle, and it's not because you're tracking on the scale, because you're tracking all the disciplines that you execute every single day. Does that make sense to you, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So you want to change your body composition. You want to lose some body fat. All right. Do you have any time goals? Is there, a high school reunion coming up? Anything that we can create a deadline with? You want to do this by a certain period of time?
It would be nice to try to do it within the next 3 months.
Okay.
The 12
so
months.
What we're going to do is by January 1st of 2009, 3 months from now, all right,
yep.
You are going to be a disciplined machine. I'm not going to put a goal that you're going to be 15 pounds lighter or you're going to lose all that body fat. I'm not going to make the goal for you to enter a bodybuilding show or something like that. What I want to do is create a set of standards for you, and you're going to have these 7 standards or whatever we create down like a machine. Okay, you're going to your training, your eating, your mindset, your process is going to be executed. And maybe not 7 for 7 every day, but 5 for 7, 6 for 7, 7 for 7. And you're going to have what we set out for you. It's going to be a part of your everyday life, okay, these disciplines. They're going to be everyday habits, baseline standards, meaning like, you know, like I can't not go to the gym during the week when I'm supposed to. I just can't not do it because it's so ingrained in, you know, who I am, all right? It's part of my daily baseline standards, okay? Now, how I perform in the gym can change, but as far as that baseline standard of always going to the gym where some people might have a challenge getting to the gym, it's not for me. And so when I talk about these standards that we set for you, we're going to make it by January 1st that come hell or high water. You just don't miss. You just do it, all right? And the more you get like that, that's how. That's more than anything is going to help you get on your goal. If you want to know what we're talking about in more detail about setting up standards, you can go back and listen to the podcast versions of the last two Skip LaCour Bodybuilding and Training Show, where I took Dean from New York through the process over a couple of shows, and we kind of got with his goals and we lined those out. Did you happen to listen to those shows, Mike?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, I want you to listen to them. Depending on how much time we have here, what we did is we created a set of baseline standards, daily discipline, that he would do every single day and assess and monitor himself. All right, so let's get back to yours. So basically, we want to get you training more consistently, being more empowered in your mindset, and get you this, where bodybuilding and fitness lifestyle is something that's ingrained into your psyche. It's ingrained in your identity. While you're taking care of your wife and your kids and being the father and husband you should be and doing your job, okay? So they're set up for you, and that's what an individual phone consultation to do is design a way of thinking, a way of doing based on you and your goals specifically. All right, so let's see here. You're natural. Here's another major thing that I saw. You said you're natural, and that makes it tougher, okay? Let me just tell you something about that. You know, regardless of what you read on the bodybuilding message boards, regardless of what you read in the muscle magazines, the vast, 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 vast majority of people who are in a gym working out, building muscle, all right, bodybuilding, training, do not take drugs or steroids. If they have a great body, it could be that they've got good genetics, a good work ethic, or they've stacked up years of work. What many bodybuilders do, and I noticed this in my travels throughout the years and coaching so many people, is they use the whole natural thing as a disempowering mindset to pretty much let them off the hook, meaning that if I fail, oh, well, that's because I'm natural. Or, you know, if I took drugs, I hear these magical drugs, steroids that people take that can make them so huge, boy, I wish I could take that. Oh, I'm taking the tough route. I'm doing it naturally. Okay? And whether I don't know how much of an emotional issue that is for you, Mike. I did notice it in your little write-up, but it is a very emotional issue for many people who are training in the gym. Sometimes they've only been training for a couple weeks or a couple months. You know, Mike, let me just tell you, your natural potential, I don't care if you're 37, I don't care what, training on and off for 10 years and training kind of consistently for a year, you are so not even close to your potential. You know what I mean? You got so much to do. When we line out these disciplines, you start knocking them down 7 for 7, so to speak, every single day. You do that for 3 months. You do that for 6 months. You do that for another year. You're going to be so amazed what you can accomplish naturally. Okay? So the first thing I want to stress to you is that you are not the minority training naturally. Okay? You are not the minority, and you can accomplish a lot. And that's not just scoops in, say no to drugs type of thing. All right? You're a husband. You're a father of two kids. You're a role model. You work. I mean, building muscle and losing body fat is something to augment your life, not to take over your life. Okay? Get that whole drug thing totally out of your mind. Okay? And I tell guys, don't even spend time learning about what the names are. I don't even know the names of drugs, let alone what they do and how you do this. But it's just amazing to me how many natural bodybuilders are fascinated with drugs and learning about them. It's like, God, what if you spent all this time learning, you know, the mindset, the training, the eating to take your own physique to the next level? So Don't use that as a distraction, all right? You can create an awesome physique that's going to blow you away, you know, blow you away at your age if you just do what I tell you, okay? So the first thing is to do is to knock out that mindset. Now, I was kind of preaching to you, Mike, but really I was preaching to the mass audience out there because that's something that comes up so much, especially for the younger guys. How much of it is that on your mind all the time that, man, it's tougher. Man, I'm doing this drug-free. Would you scale from 1 to 10? You think about it a lot. At 10, you really hardly ever think about it. Is a 1. Where are you in that scale?
Well, I used to think about it a lot, but now that I've been training consistently for a year using the maximum OT training, I've put on a lot of size. I have lost a lot of fat, and, you know, I can start to see that it's really working.
Right.
So, you know, every once in a while I'm looking through some of the magazines and flipping through and you know, see how big a lot of the bodybuilders are. Jeez, you know. So I would say
right.
probably, you know, a while ago probably an 8, now, you know, maybe a 4.
Okay. We want to get that down. We want to get that down to a 0, though.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because, look, I'm not even those guys in the muscle magazines, you know, in those ads. I'm not even close to as big as they are, and I certainly don't care now that I don't compete either. You know, it's all about you being the best you can. You know, a little, like you said, you've proven to yourself just through discipline and by staying a commitment that you've blown yourself away with what you can accomplish. So you just keep on continuing to do that. Block the allure of what steroids could magically do for you out of your mind, and you'll get even more of that, okay? So that's good. So right now it's a 4. That's all right, but just don't, you know, like I told you, don't even say you're 37 because it doesn't matter. You'll never be 35 or 25 again. So don't even say that, okay? You're not going to drive 30, and I wouldn't drive 30 miles to a gym either. So don't ever say, man, if I only had another gym. There is a way. Okay, and you're already finding that, and you're going to continue finding that out. Okay, so don't, at the same time, don't ever, you know, think about, boy, this is so hard because I'm not taking drugs. And also, thinking that everybody else is on drugs, they're not, and I don't care. You can, that's something you see debated on the message boards. It's not that way. It's not that way. I mean, if you go, I've been in many gyms, and, you know, geez, at the most, you know, depending on what kind of gym it is, you know, the vast, you might have 2 or 3 or 5 guys, you know, and you can't always tell who's on drugs or not. A guy could be taking drugs and have a horrible work ethic, but you can also tell by their demeanor, not as a personality, but how they're going about their training. Most of the guys at the gym are casual about it. They wouldn't be the type who would take drugs. It's just not that important to them. So don't get caught up in that cycle. It's just important that I talk to you and everyone else about that, because it's a distraction. And it's also something that lets you off the hook, so to speak. You know, when your abs aren't as cut as you'd like and you've been working out for a whole year, well, I don't want your mind leaning to, well, I don't take steroids or whatever like other people do, when you just had pizza 3 times last week, right? So we don't want that as a distraction or an excuse, all right? Here is one other thing. You talk about your measurements, and you took the time and you measured your calves and your forearms and your and everything like that. Let me just tell you right now, Tony, get that measure with that measuring tape that you have or whatever, and just go throw that away. All right? It doesn't matter how big your thighs are or your biceps are or anything like that, because it doesn't really work that way when you sculpt that statue. You know, it's all in proportion. It's really, you know, people could have heavy bones that could make them weigh a certain amount. They could have very light bones, and they could be lighter but have a very heavily muscle physique. Your insertions where the muscles come together at the bone can be very small and create a great illusion of size. Okay, there's a lot of big, beefy, corn-fed guys from the Midwest who have really impressive numbers, but their body fat percentage is too high. See, I can tell you this, is that just say you said, you know, my thighs are 23.5 inches or whatever, and I need to make them bigger. Well, you're going to lose those 15 pounds of body fat, and guess what? You know, those thighs are going to get smaller. You're going to look amazing. Your wife and kids are going to say, wow, dad's an Adonis. He's a stud. Look at that, you know, because you lost all that body fat, you build some muscle, you change your body composition, right? But you're going to be measuring your thighs and saying, well, now they're only 22 inches. You're going to be winning the game by everybody's assessment other than your own. You're going to think you're losing the game. Trust me, I mean, when I'm getting ready for a show and it's January, I had a great off season where I stayed lean, trained hard, and I'm 240 pounds, all right? And then it comes contest time, 8 months of deprivation, work, starving myself, cardio. And then I win an overall trophy at 205 pounds, okay? Did I do all right there by changing my body composition? I'm sure my arms got smaller, my legs got smaller, my neck got smaller, all these measurements that you have. What has the better physique, though, right? Does that make sense to you, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so don't even worry about those measurements. You do these disciplines that we outline for you, you know, every day, and you're going to weigh what you're going to weigh, and your measurements are going to weigh what they are. I mean, look, I'll notice sometimes maybe some rear delts aren't as developed. I look at development, not at size, all right? And remember, for you especially, as you lose this body fat, and we'll do it in a way where you can, you know, preserve the most amount of muscle while you're losing the most body fat, you'll create that illusion of size. You'll have a lot better physique that will be a lot more beautiful statue, more developed of all the tie-ins, all the body parts, right? And so it doesn't matter what, you know, how big in terms of inches are. So they want you to just throw away that measurement. Also, for those people who are into body fat calipers and their body fat percentage, number one is I really don't trust how accurate those are, number one. And number two, that doesn't matter either. And I always explain to people, it's like, Mike, there's times I'm sure that you go past the mirror and you go, wow, what a stud. Man, I'm looking pretty good. This Max OT is working out fantastically. I am looking studly, right? And then 3 hours later, you walk past that same mirror and you're thinking, I don't look that good. Has that ever happened to you, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's happened to everybody all the time. It's an illusion, and it's a mindset. And, you know, things like numbers as far as measurements and body fat percentage, you know, you need to look in that mirror most of the time and be happy with who you are, okay? It, you know, look, those times where you looked in the mirror and you weren't happy with that physique that you look and saw in the mirror, would it matter if your body fat percentage was pretty low at that time? It really wouldn't matter. If it's a great number like 9%, but you're not happy in the mirror, then you must think, well, geez, I need 8% or something like that. The mirror is your guide. The mirror is your guide. Don't worry about those numbers. They don't tell you what's in the mirror. And here's the other thing. And I talk about this a lot on the Man Formation Show, and this is life in general, is that we think we're so logical when we make decisions and we view the world. Really, we are very emotional beings, meaning how we are emotionally moved to a certain situation. We will find specific facts or certain data, we'll focus in on the data to support our emotional belief, meaning that if you feel great, I'm doing great, and you look in the mirror, and then, well, why do I look great? Because you were moved emotionally, we'll say, well, because my calves are better than the average 37-year-old. Or, wow, I'm so much better than I was 2 years ago. Or whatever. If you're emotionally in a good mood, you'll look for the things that will support you looking great. If you're emotionally down and down about your physique and everything like that, what you'll do is say, well, I got a few pounds around my waist. I can't get rid of these love handles. Oh, my legs are only this big. You see what I'm saying? Let me tell you, so emotion, what state you're in, and that could be changed by how many carbs you've had in your system that day or a couple hours before. That emotional state that you are in when you look in the mirror will have your mind seek out the specific data to support that emotional belief. So again, you're in a good mood, you're feeling empowered, you think your training is going great, you'll look at those great biceps. Or you'll notice, wow, I've got great skin tone or whatever, right? If you're in a bad emotional state, well, you'll look at all your negative things like the calves not being here or the love handles. So it's really important about that emotional state. You're really not seeing what you think you're seeing. And that's why I said you can look at past in the mirror and then 2 hours later see a totally different body. The way to stay in emotional state, to see yourself consistently and not have that up and down emotional ride, is to list out a series of standards for yourself every single day and follow through with them every single day. Just chip away, chip away, chip away. So if I wind up, and again, I've used this example, we're going to jump into that for you here, Mike. But, you know, if we line out 7 things when we wake up, we're constant, when we review them, and then at the end of the day we review, do we do all our 7 things, and we could put our head on our pillow at night knowing we did everything we could to have that perfect bodybuilding day. We stacked 3 days on top of each other, 3 weeks on top of each other, 3 months on top of each other by just doing the basic things that we set out for ourselves, you will look in that mirror and see a great body more times than not. That inconsistency of what you see, that emotional roller coaster, it will go down just because you have the data of following through 7 for 7 every day for so long, because you're happy with your specific actions that you set and executed. You will see a better physique in the mirror more often than not. All right. Now, I don't know. I'm not sure if that makes sense to you, but just follow me on that. And you can also listen to this on a podcast version. I'm throwing a ton of information out there. Take notes as you listen to this archive version, and then more and more will be revealed to you. There was one thing that I used to do with my phone consultation is give them an audio CD of the session so they can review it on and on and on. 3 months later, they hear me in a whole different light. When they go to the next level, they hear a strategy that can take them there that they may have not heard the year before. So, Mike, take advantage of that by downloading this MP3 file and reviewing it like maybe every couple months. All right, I'm going to answer your specific question first about rep speed. Okay, that's all talked about in the MaxOT training program, so review that program by signing up on the AST Sports Science website, www.ast.com. And what I like to do, explode for 1 second and then control it on the way down. Boom, 1, and then count of 1, 2 on the way down, controlling on the way down. Very simple. There's different rep speeds depending on what it is your training goals are. Obviously, a golfer or a swimmer or a football player may go different rep speeds, but to build the most muscle in the shortest period of time, do that explosive 1 count and then controlling weight on the way down to that 2 count. All right? It's a good thing for muscle building, getting in and out of there in the shortest period of time. Go on to your family, your wife, your kids, and your business, okay? Overtraining. Follow the routines as they're lined out in the MaxOT training program. You can go to my website. I've got 10 MaxOT training programs at skiplacour.com. You can go to the AST site. Instead of thinking what overtraining might or might not be, Mike, as you've been going on and off for 10 years, follow the program as outlined. The programs are such that you can't overtrain. All right. The biggest thing that you need to understand about training is that you blitz the muscle, you cause trauma, you overload it with heavy weight training. To be the most effective and efficient, you can't train that muscle group again until it's fully recovered. If it's a little bit sore, you know, you might push it. It's counterproductive. You have to wait until it fully mends itself, that it rests, it recuperates, that you eat properly throughout the week to build that tissue back up again before you traumatize it again. Now, I'll tell you one thing about steroids, what makes them so effective is that you can go in the gym, tear it up, traumatize the muscle. The steroids help that muscle recover. So just say 3 days later, you can blitz it again. The natural body, the drug-free bodybuilder, has to let it fully recover. It takes twice as long, if not more. And so, you know, I made a career out of training each body part once a week, all right, training it, just blitzing it, doing my best to train all the other body parts during that week, eat right, rest, recuperate, the body part, okay? When I say rest and recuperate, it doesn't mean your whole body, you have to sleep 10 hours a day. Just you don't traumatize that muscle directly anymore, and then you train it again. So follow those routines. I give you a general outline as a natural bodybuilder what you have to do. You can't use those three-on-one-off routines. And if they do think seem that they're working, it's probably that you're not training with enough intensity. And I know that's something that everybody has to kind of figure out themselves, is if you can recover in just 3 days, you're not training it heavy enough, all right? That's a guideline. So that's a little general about overtraining. When you talk about rep ranges, you asked about cycling rep ranges. Again, you're just trying to build muscle, lose body fat in the shortest period of time, all right? You are not you're not a cyclist. You're not a swimmer. You just want to get in and out of there 45 minutes, 4 or 5 days a week, go on to your other responsibilities. The 4 to 6 rep range in the Max OT training program is sufficient to build the most muscle, lose the most body fat in the shortest period of time, and get in and out of there and go on to your regular life. All right. Cycling the rep range is basically you're cycling the intensity. If you're not overloading the muscle, if you're not having to focus in that 15 seconds or less for that rep range, you kind of change the type of training, and that's not necessarily what you want to do. 4 to 6 rep range. Just do it consistently. Take your time off. That's going to get you where you want to go. We don't, in this case, Mike, we don't have to make it that complex, all right? Especially where you're at. You know, you've already seen what it's done for you, too. So don't worry about cycling the rep ranges. Don't get caught up with that. I know you might read things on the Internet, things like that, you know. Just continue what you're doing. And let me just first address that, is that I understand. I would use workout programs, whether it's Max OT, at the very, very beginning, a long time ago, and it would work tremendously well for me. But I'm always searching for more. I'm looking for that edge. Well, what if I do this? How about adding in a few more sets or exercises? All right, you know that feeling, Mike?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay, and I understand that. And I have empathy because I do the same thing. Even though I did well, I wanted to do even better. What I've learned now is that, you know, more isn't better, overthinking isn't better. It's nice you have that appreciation to work hard, all right? That's very nice, okay? And in most things in life, you work really, really, really hard, and then you get the results. Well, that isn't necessarily true when it comes to bodybuilding and training. It's about being effective. It's about being efficient. And that's what gives you results. More isn't necessarily better. So what I want you to do over the next 3 months until this January 1st, I want you to pick out some Max OT training routines, whether it's from my website, skiplacour.com, or it's from the AST Sports Science website, AST-SS.com. And I want you to just take a leap of faith. I want you to follow them blindly. I want you to discover the method behind the madness, all the things that are set up as far as intensity, recovery, that you can't just keep on explaining over and over in great detail. You just have to take the leap of faith knowing that they're built into the system. They are built into the system by the creator of the Max OT training program, Paul DeLee of AST Sports Science, that you have great drug-free bodybuilding champions all over the world using this, that you're going to have to take the leap of faith that works, all right? Okay, so, you know, Mike, this is what we're going to do. I want you to think about that question that I asked you about what has to happen to make this an outstanding coaching session, okay? I want you to get even more clear about that. How was this information? How helpful was this to you so far?
Extremely.
Okay. And it's going to be even more helpful as you listen to it in the over and over again on the MP3 version, how I'm directing all these things that I picked out through my years of training and experience dealing with people, that I picked out what I think your mental blocks are and what your physical blocks are. All right, so you're going to call back next week. I'm going to give you another hour because I want to take you to that next level. I don't want to open up some things and not close them totally. I want to be that coach to you, all right? This is what you're going to do before you even start, though. You're going to tell me exactly what has to happen to make this an outstanding coaching session. And it might be, again, I have total clarity and confidence. I become more consistent. I know what to do every day. I get these questions all answered. You know what I mean? Because you have to know what you want in order to draw that out of me. All right, because we're going to have a lot more questions and your input during the next session. Okay, so remember that. What has to happen to make an outstanding coaching session? And then I want you to think about your day. I want you to think about everything you do in the course of your day as you try to reach your bodybuilding goals, because what I'm going to do, I'm going to assess those, break those down, and then what I'm going to do is to align you out. And remember I talked about those disciplines, and I use the thing 7 for 7. Well, we're going to create your 7 for 7, your 7 baseline standards, and we're going to create that all for you next week. Okay, so you're going to call back this time next week. Everyone listening, I hope you learned a lot, and have a great week.
Hi, this is Skip LaCour. Thank you for joining me on this archived or podcasted show. I want to invite you to join me live during the show every Sunday, and let me help you solve your bodybuilding and training problems personally. Visit my website at www.skiplacour.com for more information on training, nutrition, supplementation, and motivation. And take the time to sign up on my list for free weekly tips, messages, and website updates that will be sent to you by email. If you have any questions about anything I've discussed during the show, or any other questions for that matter, email them to me at skip@skiplacour.com. I'd also like to take this time to invite you to listen to The Manformation Show. It's a weekly talk show where I discuss strategies that help transform you into the man you really want to be. You can go to www.manformation.com to get more information about this concept that will help you take your life to the next level. Bookmark your web browser now to www.manformationradio.com and join the live show every Saturday morning. I'm Skip LaCour, 6-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This 2-disc, 4-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing On Muscle Max OT Style is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goal. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the Max OT training principles and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity Max OT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing On Muscle Max OT Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final section, I will present a 1-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component of the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I have limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Packing On Muscle Max OT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Packing On Muscle Max OT Style today. You can order this 2-disc, 4-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.